TechCruise, tech censorship is today's greatest threat to free speech and democracy. By Robert Krajicek on October 7, 2020. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, author of One Vote Away: How a Single Supreme Court Seat Can Change History, described technology companies' political censorship as today's greatest threat to free speech and democracy. Offering his comments in an interview on Tuesday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, Cruz noted the growing concentration of power over the flow of information held by the world's largest technology companies. "Big tech censorship is, I think, the single greatest threat to free speech and democracy in the country today," Cruz said. "There are a handful of Silicon Valley billionaires who have amassed more power than ever seen before over information, over the public square, over discourse, and big tech is as brazen and is shamelessly silencing and censoring conservatives. Listen." Cruz recalled warnings from Dr. Robert Epstein, a professor of psychology and researcher, of Google's capability and intention to leverage its infrastructure to assist Joe Biden's presidential campaign and Democrats, more broadly. He previously noted Google's suppression of Breitbart News and other conservative news media across its search engine and digital properties as part of the company's commitment to advancing left-wing ideology. Cruz stated, "Dr. Robert Epstein, who's a very respected psychologist, did an empirical analysis of Google in 2016. He concluded that manipulated and biased search results on Google shifted 2.6 million votes to Hillary Clinton." Dr. Epstein is not a Republican. He is a liberal Democrat who voted for Hillary Clinton and openly supported her. But he nonetheless was outraged that a giant Silicon Valley company was putting their finger on the scale and actively manipulating the election outcome. Cruz said the Trump administration and Department of Justice must use enforcement and prosecution actions to preserve First Amendment protections against technology companies' political censorship and related manipulations. "We've got to mobilize and communicate, despite their power and lies and manipulations. And then we need the seriousness of purpose within the administration to bring enforcement actions and prosecution actions, which I have been urging the president and the Attorney General of the administration to do for 4 years," concluded Cruz. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.